From the Heart, March 4. Give to God what is His. The world is mine and all its fullness. The end of all things is at hand, and what is done for the salvation of souls must be done quickly. For this reason, we are establishing institutions for the dissemination of the truth through the press, for the education of the young, and for the recovery of the sick. But the selfish and money-loving inquire, "What is the use of all this, when time is so short? Is it not a contradiction of our faith to spend so much in publishing houses, schools, and health institutions?" We ask in reply, "If time is to continue but a few years, why invest so much in houses and lands, or in needless and extravagant display, while so meager a sum is devoted to the work of preparation for the great event before us? With God's blessing, the power of the press can hardly be overestimated. Let the publishing houses be sustained, and the message of truth be sent out to all the nations of the earth. Schools have been established that our youth and children may receive the education and discipline needed to prepare them for the searching test so soon to come to every soul. In these schools, the Bible should be made one of the principal subjects of study. Attention should be given to the development of both the moral and intellectual powers. We hope that in these schools many earnest workers may be prepared to carry the light of truth to those who sit in darkness. In a health institution, we provide a place where the sick can enjoy the benefit of nature's remedial agents, instead of depending upon deadly drugs. And many who thus find relief will be ready to yield to the influence of the truth. Wealth is a great blessing if used according to the will of God, but the selfish heart can make the possession of wealth a heavy curse. The ones who obtain the most real enjoyment in this life are those who use God's bounty and do not abuse it. God is the rightful owner of the universe. All things belong to Him. Every blessing which men and women enjoy is the result of divine beneficence. He justly bids us consecrate to Him the first and best of His entrusted capital. If we thus acknowledge His rightful sovereignty and gracious providence, He has pledged His word that He will bless the remainder.